I'm now joined on the line by Barry O'Carroll from Europe Direct Information Centre at Fingal Library, and also Stephan Nutty. He's the event moderator, and they're going to be telling us all about the forthcoming Brexit conference, moving into the new Europe for SMEs. So a very good morning to both of you. You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Can you all hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah, I'm asking because we're all in separate places, three different places, talking to each other here. Can you actually hear each other?
I can, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. So first of all, Barry, I'll start with you, if I may. I believe you're the assistant coordinator in the organisation of this conference called Brexit, Moving into the New Europe for SMEs. So briefly, if you don't mind just telling us about the objective of this conference.
Absolutely, yeah. Obviously, Brexit is a huge issue at the moment, and it's going to affect SMEs more than anyone else. So we really have about four aims for the conference. One is to update the participants on the current state of the Brexit negotiations, which have obviously just started, and to inform them how they're likely to affect SMEs in this country. But secondly, we want to advise SMEs on the issues and possible changes in the relationship between Ireland and UK that could happen as a result of Brexit. Thirdly, we have a lot of expert speakers, which I'm going to tell you about in a moment, and they're going to suggest strategies for SMEs that might help them cope with the changes in their trading operations. And finally, it's a forum for people who run these small SMEs to air their concerns in relation to Brexit, and maybe some of those can be brought into the negotiations.
Okay. When exactly is the conference going to be?
Okay, so it's going to be on Wednesday the 10th of May, and it's taking place at 6 p.m. in the Castleknock Hotel and Country Club. Now, what I will say, it's very important if you want to take part to get your details in very quickly. To either you can call us at Blanchardstown Library, or you can email elizabeth.mcaleer@fingal.ie or siobhan.walsh, that's Walsh with an E, at fingal.ie. And that has to be done by tomorrow, so that's quite important. And you can also call us at Blanchardstown Library if you like. So that's tomorrow is the deadline for that.
So booking is essential, and at this point there are still spaces left.
There are definitely still spaces available. And,
all right.
We have some fantastic speakers there. I can tell you them now, or if you want to wait.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have some real experts coming in here. So for a start, we have Barry Andrews, who's the Director General of the Institute of International European Affairs. We have Anne Lanigan, who's the Manager of the Brexit Unit in Enterprise Ireland. And Donal McCarthy, CEO of Commercial Mushroom Producers. And Oisin Gagan, Head of Enterprise LEO Fingal. So we've got some real experts in who really know what they're talking about. So it's a really good event for anyone involved with an SME.
Okay. Right. There are also going to be some working groups and a workshop. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I think that will be there on the night. So, yeah, so just there'll be a number of different events going on, and that'll all be explained to the participants once they sign up. So just once we have the numbers, we'll be able to give you some more details about that.
Okay.
But the important thing is that the people there will be given an opportunity in workshops and in question and answer sessions to put their views across as well. It's not just a question of sitting down and listening. There will be participation.
Okay. You've just said there are some spaces left. Is there much space left? I'm just wondering.
There is. Yeah. No.
Just for the sake of our listeners.
We'll be able to accommodate people. No problem.
Okay. So you're expecting a huge crowd.
Oh yeah, we have capacity there.
All right. Okay.
Plenty of capacity, but it's very important that people get in touch with us as soon as possible.
Okay. There are going to be some strategies suggested to best cope with changes to the operation of SMEs business, you know. So just for our listeners, what kind of strategies would be envisaged? And Stephan, I'd like to bring you in on this as well, if I may.
Just to follow on from what Barry said, the important thing is, I think at this stage, where Brexit is, there's been an awful lot of talk. I mean, the vote was last June, so people know that this has been coming down the tracks, but the UK only triggered the official mechanism there at the end of March. So April has seen over Easter, and we've seen a lot of it in the news, obviously the British election that's happening at the moment and whatever. But I think it's really important to say that a lot is conjecture at the moment. They've only, both the EU Commission and the UK authorities have only really begun the formal, the very initial formal stages of the negotiations. So there's a lot of hype, I guess. There's a lot of worry. I think what we're trying to do here is to give SMEs a chance of an update of where it is. And what's great is that we have Barry Andrews there, who's the Director General. He's the new Director General of the Institute of International and European Affairs. And the great thing about the Institute of International and European Affairs is that it has done a huge amount of work over the years in Ireland and Ireland's integration into the EU and on European policy. So they're very much connected with both the officials and the politicians that are involved in this. So I expect Barry will be able to give a real unique perspective of where things are at. That's the first thing. And what we're trying to do also is make it real for the small businesses, because we've got Donal McCarthy. Now, he is the CEO of Commercial Mushrooms. And those of you who've listened to the Brexit, I suppose, challenge, the mushroom growers in the country are the people who have felt the first effects of Brexit. And that's been because sterling had dropped hugely in value. And the net effect of that was that there was a decrease in price from about 76 cents, which is where the euro was, and it jumped in value to over around 86 to 88 cents. But the problem with that is that they were paid in sterling, which actually meant then that they were earning a lot less. So there were six businesses in the country that closed down. So Donald will be talking about, I suppose, the perspective of a business and businesses with what has happened with Brexit right now. But then he'll be looking at what strategies they have used to try and deal with this. And then he would also then be looking at what the prospects are. I mean, I think it's really important to say here that in any change situation, where a business might be very worried about what's happening, we're also looking at businesses in the sense of what might, you know, the opportunities that might open out to businesses as well. So what we're doing is that we're going to have the speakers, as Barry said, and then we're going to have work groups. Now, the idea of the work groups is it'll be short chances, first of all, for SMEs themselves to talk together, so that they can share the concerns, because sometimes it's good, especially if you're a small business operator yourself, you can get uptight and you can get worried, obviously, about what the prospects are for your business, especially, you know, in context to the likes of duties, customs regulations, all of these things that could provide great challenges, and to be able to share those with people. And we'll be able to reflect them back to the experts that are there, but also it means that we should be able to collect this information and, as Barry said, feed it into this process, because the government this week just produced a paper on their Brexit strategy, and that focus was the business challenge. So we see this as being part of that business challenge. So it's a great opportunity, I think, to learn, to be able to participate, and to go away maybe with some ideas and kind of future strategies.
Okay. Barry, can I bring you back in on this as well?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, just to echo really what Stefan is saying there, I mean, I was at a conference only a few weeks ago in Brussels, and really one of the great anxieties coming from the British participants and indeed the other Irish participants is that there's a great unknown here. We've never been in this situation before. There's never been a country that seceded from the EU. And as Stefan again said, the negotiations are really right at the very beginning. So there's a lot of there's a bit of an unknown quantity there. People are quite nervous, and SMEs are particularly vulnerable to that. And like I said, this conference is an opportunity to maybe demystify a little bit what's going on. Obviously, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know exactly how the negotiations are going to go, but we do have some experts in who are going to be able to give it a lot of excellent knowledge that should help SMEs really prepare for what's coming down the line. And again, to reiterate what Stefan said, what's very important is that the people attending will have their opportunity to put their concerns forward as well. So that's where we'd really encourage people to get involved in this.
Okay. So obviously both of you feel that this conference is of huge importance to everybody concerned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It goes without saying. I know.
And I mean, look, you know, I think it was the government spokesman, this person, described it as being the biggest challenge that this country has faced in 50 years. And I think if we look at, you know, all you've got to do is look at the map on the wall and you see where Ireland sits, and we've got the UK between us and you know, continental Europe. So from a logistics point of view, from our security point of view, from every point of view, the challenges posed by this, because obviously our biggest trading partner is the UK. So there's going to have to be a lot of sorting out, a lot of negotiation, and then practical application about how we're going to deal with it. But the other thing I would say to people who are worried out there at the moment about this is remember that these talks are expected to last at least 2 years. I mean, that's the time that's set there. So it's going to be 2 years from the end of March before Britain officially secedes. So there is going to be a period of adjustment. But I think the main thing now is to get yourself in a position, if you're running a small business and if you have concerns and you've got worries, is to air those concerns, express what they are, kind of identify the real challenges. So to be clear yourself of what you see may be the clear challenges. And then as the talks develop, you can then look at what's the best strategy that you may need and what supports. Because apart from moderating this event, I'm also a business mentor with the local enterprise office as well. So I'm meeting people that are coming in to Leo on a regular basis who have these concerns. So it's really to develop your strategy. But if you're active now and you're in at the early stage, you will get support from agencies, you will get that knowledge, and you should be able to adapt your business both to deal with the challenges that are there and also to take, and I really want to emphasize this, that there should be opportunities there. So it's not all negative, but if you plan far enough ahead in advance and you deal with the issues as they come and be knowledgeable about what's happening, I think that you can get your business in a particular position where it can prosper even with these challenges.
Okay, so it sounds to me like this is going to be the first conference of possibly many more. Would I be right in saying that?
I would hope so, if this is a success, absolutely. And as the negotiations continue, obviously more and more issues are going to crop up that could be addressed by future conferences, absolutely.
Okay. Just for both of you, are there really any concrete solutions at this point in time? I know there's we're in the unknown at the moment. Nothing is you know. But
I think Johnny, just on that, I think that it is the word you've used there is the most apt one. It is the unknown, and I think that all that can be kind of laid out at the moment is what are the potential flashpoints? What are the points that will cause, and particularly this is focused on business, what are the potential areas like customs, like tariffs? What are the things that you've got to think of? But there, as I say, the opportunities as well is because any business in the UK, for instance, or activity that's happening in the UK that's directed at the EU, many of those roles may be open to businesses here in this country because people will want to be within the EU. So there's potential for inward investment from companies that want to be part of the EU and so forth. So I think you've got to to take on board. It's just the fact that I suppose because we don't know, we just don't know what's going to emerge. And as Barry says, this is a progression. These negotiations are going to happen and there's going to be drip and information coming out about what the areas and flashpoints, and there are probably things that we haven't even thought about, but by having a conference like this, we'll be able to set out the areas that we see at this point may be a problem, and we'll begin to be able to just begin is the word to look at strategies that may be able to be used. And also the important thing is to raise issues that maybe the negotiators hadn't even thought of, and that's why we have the small businesses in, because they may be already thinking about things that haven't even been aired yet. So it's collecting the information together and to be able to feed it through the various levels and for those to be addressed. So it's going to be a continuous process.
Okay. Earlier you mentioned a figure of 6 companies have gone out of business solely due to Brexit. Would that be
right? Yes, it's well, I suppose the fact is, I suppose that's slightly erroneous in me saying that, in that Brexit hasn't yet happened, but the effects and threats of it, it's the sterling issue.
Well,
obviously, sterling has become more volatile now. And so the thing was that these businesses really, say for instance in the mushroom industry, the magic figure was 81 cents as an exchange rate. Once the pound, the British pound, fell below that, in other words, the euro bought more than 81, which it now is at the moment, it's around 84 to 85 at the minute. When the vote happened and when that changed so quickly, they went from a situation where they were trading at 76 cents and making a profit to suddenly a huge change and it going up a 10 cent difference. So once it went above 81, they become unprofitable. Now, the thing was that in the groups that they're in, there was certain buying forward of currency, so to protect them, but that only lasts for so many months. So what's actually happening at the moment in this period, that really a lot of the interaction between, say, the supermarkets and the producers, they really agree price on a once-a-year basis. So it's actually around this period of time where the prices now are being adjusted. And so there are a lot of serious talks going on at the moment in terms of getting the price right so that the suppliers can actually survive. But the problem was that there were six of those businesses with a lot of jobs involved that just weren't able to ride through that critical period because margins are very, very tight.
Okay. Well, it certainly appears to me that this conference will be of a huge benefit to SMEs, whom at this time, I guess, are very concerned for the future of their business. And Brexit has created a lot of uncertainty and concern. And we also mentioned already the unknown, not only for business in Ireland, but also in the rest of Europe and indeed other continents as well. I know we've touched on this just a few moments ago, but how do you both personally feel about this uncertainty and concern? If I may start with yourself, Siobhan, like what I'm trying to get at here, is it all 100% negative? Can there be solutions?
No. Well, there is. I think there has to be a solution. I mean, even taking the very practical side. I mean, we're right on the front edge. I mean, where your studio sits there at the moment is no more than about 60 kilometers from the border. So, I mean, from the practical point of view, from people working both north of the border, south of the border, businesses that are trading on both sides of the border. We have got used to, certainly since 1994 and since the Good Friday Agreement, we've gone from a place where people used to queue up along the border and used to have to go through long army checkpoints and taking, a lot of time and being quite intimidated to do that, which obviously hinders people from wanting to go, puts them off, to a situation where the border is completely open, where all the little roads were reconnected after the Troubles, where there was total freedom to go both sides of the border, albeit that we did have a sterling difference. It wasn't the same that we'd euro both sides, but total free trade, really very little customs activity, relatively very little interference in trade, and then an all part of the EU. So you've got people with businesses who are operating on both sides, got used to it, have developed very good relationships and so forth, and then suddenly we're talking about the practicality that you would have customs borders there again with trucks and commercial vehicles having to go through those checks and check them out, and it's just the physical time. That's the one thing. The second thing then, on top of that then, is the fact is, because it's no longer EU, are we going to have tariffs? Are we going to have duties to be paid? And they are all going to have to be administered as well. So all of these blockages are put there. So in the north of Ireland, the vote there was that during the Brexit referendum was actually to stay. And so people in the north of Ireland could see that this was going to create a problem because this is the one land boundary that there is between, in the EU. It will be the one land boundary that's created through Brexit. So it's been negotiated, it's been noted in the papers, it's been noted by the European Commission, it's been noted by the British government, it's certainly noted by our government, that the whole idea here would be try to keep the border free, try to facilitate as free a movement as we can with trade, and so forth. So that's the hope that we can do that, but there are real impediments to that because obviously the European Commission and the countries in continental Europe, if I was to use that phrase, do not want to make it easy for the UK to leave, and they don't want to encourage any other country So there is a lot of tough negotiations that are going to have to take place here, and I think we need to be mindful in this country that there are only, you know, we're an island here where there's about 6 million people on the whole island, so in terms of Europe it's quite small. So, you know, we could be the, you know, we could be the collateral damage, if you like, that happens. But I think it's encouraging that our government, the Commission and the British government are saying that there is a special situation here. It needs to be addressed for the benefits of all, and above all because of the peace process. And the business side of this is really, really important. So, you know, albeit that there are problems there too, as I say, Johnny, I think there are other potentials there for Irish businesses to take on the English language opportunities that may arise with the UK going, and other trading benefits that may be there too. So it's not all dark, but it is challenging.
Okay, well, we've actually run out of time, guys, but I think it's a wonderful idea, and I think something very good is going to come out of it for many involved. And just before we finish up.
Yeah.
If there's anything else you'd like to add or before we finish, but if you can also go back on the booking arrangements, tomorrow is the deadline, the phone number,
exactly,
and so on.
Yeah. So it's Brexit moving into the new Europe for SMEs. That's Wednesday the 10th of May. And it's essential that you book, and you book by tomorrow if that's at all possible. You can call 890-5560, Blanchardstown Library. You can ask for Elizabeth, Siobhan or Mike Barry. Or you can also email elizabeth.mcaleer@fingal.ie or siobhan.walsh@fingal.ie. So if you could get on to us as soon as possible. And we'll put your name down for that.
Okay,
and
gentlemen.
I really encourage businesses to get involved.
Barry and... Barry and Stefan. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you. Sorry we have to finish, but we've got to go into time for a break. All the best.
Now you can listen again.